Geek Radio Daily for Wednesday, December 17th, 2014. All the geek without the wait. Happy official first full day of Hanukkah since it started not that long ago. Well, at least today. I mean, not overall. Hi, we're the folks from geekradiodaily.com. We also have the Facebook, the Twitter, the stuff that we try to keep you up to date with, all the stuff that we're doing geeky that we can try to pack into our crazy busy lives. Stealth geeks sometimes. The folks bringing it to you today, the guy having issues with the basic skills in life, it's Saucy.
I have misplaced my pants.
It's okay. It's going to be...
Where did they go?
I'm so glad you were there. I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
If it wasn't for you, I'd be dead. Face down in a drained pool somewhere.
It's appreciated. So what happened, yo?
Today, December 17th, is Saturnalia.
The hazelnut spread?
No. The festival in ancient Rome to honor Saturn, the Roman god of agriculture. They think that possibly this was the origin of the Christian Christmas celebrations.
Yeah, it was. 1791, New York City traffic regulation created the first one-way street. Before that, you could go any direction you wanted.
1843, A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickinson was published in London.
1895, George Brownells patented a machine to make paper twine.
1936, Edgar Bergen and his wooden dummies made their radio debut.
Skipping 1903, I see, when Orville and Wilbur Wright made the first flight in the heavier-than-air aircraft, sir. What's wrong with you?
1969, the U.S. Air Force closed its Project Blue Book by concluding that there was no evidence of extraterrestrial spaceships behind thousands of UFO sightings.
Which is ridiculous because also in 69, Tiny Tim, you know, he married Miss Vicky on The Tonight Show, and that's just alien stuff happening.
1975, Lynette Fromet was sentenced to life in prison for attempt to take President Ford's life.
1976, WTCG-TV in Atlanta became the world's first superstation. Ted Turner, of course, changed the letters to WTBS in 79. Ooh.
1986, Las Vegas singer Wayne Newton received a $19.2 million judgment against NBC News after the network aired false reports linking Newton to mob figures.
Sure, fake they were. Birthdays today, Kiersey Clemons is 21. That's Kira Starr on Austin and Ally, your favorite show.
Taylor York is 25. She's the guitarist for Paramore.
Shannon Woodward is 30. That's Sabrina on Raising Hope.
Ellie Pariser is 34, executive director of MoveOn.org.
35 years old today, Jamie Foxworth, that's Judy Winslow from Family Matters, all the little Winslows growing up.
Mia Jovovich is 39, Alice in Resident Evil.
Sarah Paulson is 40, Harriet Hayes in Studio 60, if you remember that. She was Mrs. Ingershausen in Deadwood and Mrs. Epson, 12 Years a Slave.
Duff Goldman is 40, chef and star of Ace of Cakes.
Sean Patrick Thomas is 44, Detective Temple Page on The District, damn it.
Peter Farley is 58, wrote and directed Dumb and Dumber.
Bill Pullman is 61, President Thomas J. Whitmore in Independence Day, Lone Star in Spaceballs, and in that Sandra Bullock coma movie.
Eugene Levy is 68, original cast member of Second City TV.
Ernie Hudson is 69, Warden Lee Glenn on Oz, and Winston Zeddemore in the Ghostbusters films.
Bernard Hill is 70, Theoden in Lord of the Rings.
Eddie Kendricks, no longer with us, born the state in 1939, a fantastic and amazing singer from The Temptations.
1935, George Lindsay, Gomer Pyle on The Andy Griffin Show.
And 1859, Paul Caesar Helou, creator of the astrological ceiling decoration in New York City's Grand Central Station. Someone should make a movie about how that happened.
Tonight on ABC, reruns of The Middle, Goldbergs, and Modern Family.
What's weird is after that, they've got three episodes of Blackish, and the last one they show is the pilot. The last one.
Interesting.
CBS, a new Survivor, it's the two-hour finale, followed by the live reunion.
On Fox, new episodes of Hell's Kitchen.
NBC, Michael Bublé's Christmas in New York, followed by the sing-off.
New episode of The 100 on the CW.
But you're going to skip the greatest holiday commercial countdown, show where you watch commercials?
Yep.
ABC Family, The Santa Claus, because you have to watch it at least once.
Little Man on BET.
AMC showing White Christmas, that's the Bing Crosby White Christmas.
Young Guns 2 on CMT.
Bravo with a new episode of Top Chef. Tonight they're making stuff all with snow. I'm making that up. I have no idea.
Flight Plan on Encore.
Discovery Channel, two episodes of Dude, You're Screwed, including the No Sleep Nightmare, which would probably get on your nerves after a while.
On FXX, The Lorax.
On FX, though, they're showing Captain America, the First Avenger, followed by Orphans on American Horror Story Freak Show.
On IFC, Jaws.
You're going to need a bigger cable network. BBC America showing The Chronicles of Riddick, if you wanted to see that movie.
New episodes of Barmageddon on True TV.
Sci-fi, the one everyone's raving about, Ascension's got another new episode. It's like a new episode every day, basically.
Trust Me on Stars.
Sundance is showing Revenge of the Nerds, because nothing says high-quality industrial entertainment like Revenge of the Nerds.
A Christmas Carol on TNT.
The Patrick Stewart version, not too shabby. TV One, Hollywood Divas Reunion. Find out what they've been up to.
VH1 Classic showing Annie.
USA WWE tribute to the troops, but we're watching the Hallmark Channel because a humiliated TV personality flees to a small town where she becomes involved in a budding artist battle to save a community arts center. Anna Lynn McCord and Jefferson Brown take part in the Christmas parade.
Looks like you've got mail.
What's that have to do with the community center? I love Prime. I own 2 Amazon Fire TVs. I order stuff multiple times a week via Prime. Prime Instant Streaming has a ton of awesome shows, and I never thought I'd buy shows, but I've actually been buying stuff. I watch just in case it ever gets removed from free streaming, like Lark Rise to Candleford, which must mean something, and it definitely means something to Ryan. So Ryan's like, yeah, you should definitely go with the Amazon Prime thing. You hooked on it yet?
No.
If you're hooked, he needs testimonials or detractors. If you have either one of those or any thoughts whatsoever, please drop a note. Podcast, Billy Flynn, Flinster's Saucy All at GeekRadioDaily.com, and we will get rid of your Wednesday nonsense in just a moment.
Okay, you know what it's like. You're flicking through Amazon or the local DVD shop when suddenly you discover a film that you haven't seen in years, but which you remember as being legendary. A purchase is hastily made, you invite friends over, make popcorn and settle down to watch this classic. But then it becomes apparent that your mind has double-crossed you, and that this film is frankly awful. Soon your friends have deserted you, your boss says he has to let you go, and even your dog won't come when you call. How did it go so wrong? Well, in the interests of public harmony, a new podcast, I Saw That Years Ago, sets out to watch the old films that your memory has convinced you are brilliant, but which in reality could be anything but. So join me, your host Martin Darkley, and my compatriot, Gentleman Joe, as we watch the old films so you don't have to. Find us at www.isawthatyearsago.com or on iTunes.
Hi, this is Christy Swanson, the original Buffy the Vampire Slayer. You're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Indeed, you are on Wednesday, the halfway point of the week, in which you should know if you haven't put it together already. We're taking a Christmas break on Friday, and then, you know, we'll see you afterwards. But in the meantime, keep your spirits up, because it's time to peek inside the long box.
Actually, I'm looking for a Batman number 14.
That's a very serious book, man.
All kinds of books available today at your friendly local neighborhood comic shop, including...
From Archie Comic Publications, Afterlife with Archie Magazine number 3, Jughead and Archie's Comic Digest number 8, Mega Man number 4, Sonic Super Digest number 10, and World of Archie Jumbo Comics Digest number 46.
Boom Studios Adventure Time Banana Guard Academy wraps up with issue 6, Big Trouble in Little China gets to 7, Clive Barker's Hellraiser Bestiary is almost done, issue 5 of 6, Deep State number 1, Jim Henson's The Storyteller Witches wraps up with issue 4, Rocket Salvage number 1 of 6 kicks off, and Sons of Anarchy number 16 out today.
From Dark Horse Comics, BPRD Hell on Earth number 126, Brain Boy number 1, Dark Horse Presents number 5, Ernie Comics number 6, and Predator Fire and Stone number 3.
DC Comics, Arrow season 2.5 number 3 is out, Batman 37, Batman and Robin 37, as long as Batman Elemental 37, Batman Superman number 17, Batwoman and Catwoman at 37, Earth 2 World's Ends at number 11, Fables all the way up at 147. Green Lantern New Guardians 37. I don't know if you caught there's a thing. Infinite Crisis, The Fight for the Multiverse is at issue 6. Red Hood and the Outlaws at 37. Sandman Overtures 4 of 6. Almost done. Sensation Comics featuring Wonder Woman's at number 5. Smallville Season 11 Continuity number 1 of 4 kicks off today.
Image Comics, Activity number 16, Drifter number 2, Fade Out number 1, Goners number 3, Little Depressed Boys Supposed to Be There 2 number 3, Oddly Normal number 4, Rumble number 1, Wayward number 5, and Zero number 13.
Marvel Comics, All New Captain America number 2, Electric Boogaloo, All New X-Men number 34, Avengers and X-Men Axis number 8 of 9, it's almost done. Axis Hobgoblin 3 of 3 wraps up, Axis Revolutions wraps up with issue 4, Black Widow 13, Captain Marvel 10, Death of Wolverine, the Weapon X program number 4 of 5, it's never going to end, Guardians of the Galaxy 22, Miles Morales, Ultimate Spider-Man, number 8, Moon Knight, number 10, Miss Marvel, number 10, Scarlet Spider, number 2 of 3 is out today. But if you're going to get anything, why not check out Valiant Entertainment's death-defying Dr. Mirage, which just sounds awesome, number 4 of 5, out today.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So your cell phone companies, your smartphone companies, the way they're trying to get everybody in, the whole thing now is offering you unlimited data, which is as fast as they want you to have it, and then they throttle it back. Well, T-Mobile has come up with a way of trying to get you to hang around with them some more. Do you remember rollover minutes?
Yes, I miss them.
T-Mobile next month is introducing rollover data.
I saw that.
So any data you have unused, you get to keep and add it to next month's. Which means after a couple of months, yes, you can surf porn the way you really love to on your phone. It's an interesting idea, and until someone gives you completely untethered all the time internet, this might be a way to get around the limitations of life. Online life.
So cable cutters across the U.S. are claiming victory over the cable providers thanks to online streaming services. There are so many different services now. You have Hulu and Netflix, and there's
Amazon Prime. Yeah.
And there's a bunch of other stuff. Well, NBC, rather, is actually going to try to start a streaming live service.
Okay.
They're going to be live streaming TV shows, and it's going to be interesting, but apparently, 2015 is going to be a huge push for streaming video, especially live streaming video. So,
how many Peter Pan lives can you possibly show in 1 week?
One too many.
Entirely. So, Archie Comics getting ready to celebrate its 75th anniversary. Archie has been a teenager for 75 years. I want you to think about that for just a moment. And, you know, they've taken the adventures of Archie, and done strange things with Afterlife with Archie, we mentioned, where they get to deal with zombies, the chilling adventures of Sabrina, where she actually fights demons and whatnot. Well, of course, it's just a marketing campaign, and it's just to grab your attention, but Archie Comics is going to relaunch itself with issue 1. They're going to start it all over. Now, what is that going to do to the complicated, twisting paths of continuity that have existed over the 75 years? Probably ignore it like it always has, but it's your chance to get at issue number 1 of Archie.
So, a lot of people are hearing new news on The Walking Dead.
New news.
They're going to do a companion series called Cobalt. And earlier this month, there was a lot of talk about it taking place in a different part of the world, somewhere like France. Well, they want us to know that it won't be in France. It's going to be in Los Angeles.
Georgia. Los Angeles is France.
Here in the good old U.S.
Yeah. Not that Los Angeles, Canada.
So the story takes place during the same zombie apocalypse that we've been experiencing on The Walking Dead. And the series was co-created by Robert Kirkman and Dave Erickson. Adam Davidson will direct the first pilot episode.
Okay.
Should be starting around early 2015.
Fingers crossed. So here's a truth in advertising moment. For those of you out there shopping for things on Christmas, you've got some friends, family, they're gamers. They might game on Steam. Hey, they like open world things. They like Western stuff. Here's this game, Frontiers. Don't buy the game Frontiers from Steam. Don't do it. And why should you not? Well, let you see what Frontiers creator Larry Simkins said about it when he started telling people, don't buy the game. Quote, a lot of folks have told me I'm buying this game for my kid, friend, spouse for Christmas. They love exploration games, and I'm saying this every time. Don't. That's all caps. Don't. The only people who will love it are players who seek it out for themselves because it's not finished. Your kid, friend, spouse is just going to be angry with you. I'm proud of this game, and with everyone's help, I believe it's going to be great, but it's not great yet, so get them something else. I don't know why a game that's not done is available. I guess because if consoles can do it, the PC can do it as well. But it's really nice to see somebody with a little bit of truth in advertising again saying, yeah, it's not what you think it is, so don't do it because I don't want you to get pissed off and I want you to keep giving me money. And I think that's really the story. GOD is licensed with Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Non-Derived Works, United States 3.0 license. Make sure you come check us out on Facebook, on Twitter, and of course at the forums at geekradiodaily.com. You should feel free to write us a note or give your testimonial or detraction to Amazon Prime because Saucy just doesn't know what to do with himself. Send those missives to podcast Billy Flynn, Flinster, Saucy, all at geekradiodaily.com. And hey, you make sure you get to your comic shop, put a smile on your face. The weekend is almost here, I promise.
You guys are idiots!
I hate you guys.
Don't you people ever die!
Man, game over, man! Game over!
Good night, everybody!
Let's go, nerds!
Yeah! Oh, man! Someone put liquid heat in our jockstraps!
Oh, it burns!
Wow. Stan, you were wonderful.
Yeah! You're the nerd!
Gentlemen, you have been convicted of illegal surveillance, invasion of privacy, multiple counts of assault, identity theft, and rape. You are each ordered to serve not less than 44 years in maximum security prison.
Ow!
No!
Are you guys thinking what I'm thinking?
That this is the best day of my entire life?
No! We've got to reach out to them. And that's how chemistry works. See? It really isn't so hard.
Y'all sorry for calling you a nerd. She's my life, dog. Learning is fun! I love learning!
I've reached them.